And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Center for Inquiry Michigan, the group behind the You Don't Need God billboard, reacting today to a country club owner who decided to cancel their event featuring prominent biologist and best-selling atheism author Richard Dawkins. To talk about the latest on this story, I'm joined by Jeff Seaver. He's the executive director of CFI Michigan. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, you know, a member of CFI Michigan said that this venue owner was quoted as saying, quote, that he did not wish to be associated with individuals such as Dawkins or his philosophies. What are those philosophies exactly, and why did you invite Mr. Dawkins to Michigan?
Well, the owner was responding to apparently an episode of the O'Reilly Show that featured Dawkins as a guest the night before. And Dawkins was on to talk about his new book, which is a children's book called The Magic of Reality. And instead, O'Reilly was fairly confrontational, as usual, about a previous book, The God Delusion, and Dawkins' position on atheism. So that was the context as far as the owner of the Wingate Country Club making the association between the Richard Dawkins he was seeing on O'Reilly and that there was also a Richard Dawkins event scheduled at the country club he owns. We invited Richard Dawkins to be our guest at a fundraising dinner, which is going to be tomorrow evening, I guess partly because of his notoriety as a scientist and as a non-religious person.
Mm-hmm.
He's also going to be in Michigan on Thursday, speaking at Oakland University, and on Saturday at the Birmingham Temple. But my understanding is that both of those other events are also sold out. So it does definitely speak to the level of interest in Richard Dawkins and what he has to say.
As you say, his best-selling book is titled The God Delusion. That certainly would provoke the religious community, saying that their beliefs are a delusion. Wouldn't that be understandable that a religious person might not want Mr. Dawkins at his facility?
I can definitely see how some of the people in the religious community may take umbrage at his positions on religion. However, this is ultimately a civil rights issue. In Michigan, under the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act, as well as under the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964, it is illegal for what's referred to as a public accommodation to discriminate against people of certain protected classes, and one of those classes is religion. The country club offers goods and services to the public and does qualify as a public accommodation under both the state and the federal law. So this is legally equivalent to the country club turning away people because of their race, their national origin, and so forth. So this is a serious matter as far as civil rights law goes.
I know that CFI Michigan is considering mounting a legal challenge under this federal discrimination law, but is that actually going to happen?
I would say that there's a good likelihood of it happening. We are intending at this point to pursue all legal remedies at hand, both as far as civil rights law goes, as well as breach of contract, which was also clearly the case in this situation. Unfortunately for us, a very last-minute breach of contract, leaving us scrambling to find a new location. But we were able to secure a new venue, but at a significantly higher cost.
I'm talking to Jeff Seaver, the executive director of the Center for Inquiry Michigan. Jeff, I know we talked several months ago when the You Don't Need God billboard went up. At that time, you said that there was very little negative reaction to the sign. What kinds of responses has CFI Michigan received since?
Most of the responses continue to be very positive. There are definitely some negative commenters online on news stories that the different media outlets have posted. But by and large, the feedback that we're getting is congratulatory and thanking us. So many people have felt isolated and like their weren't many others in the community who were non-religious like them. So for a lot of people, this has been a breath of fresh air and has left them feeling a little more comfortable in their own skin.
I wonder, with speakers like Dawkins and a billboard like this, why do you think that there is a need for such a direct statement by atheists? I mean, if an atheist believes that religious beliefs are a delusion, why does that need to be pointed out?
Well, anybody should be free to discuss their religious beliefs or their lack of religious beliefs. Unfortunately, in our society for far too long, religion has kind of gotten a pass that in polite society, you're not supposed to say anything derogatory about religion. And for most religious people, to say that you don't believe, which of course implies you think that they're wrong about their religious point of view, that in itself, just by stating that you don't believe, is an affront to many people. And religion needs to stop getting a free pass in this regard.
You know, we see situations certainly where people are brought up religiously and they turn away from that, and other people who turn towards religion, born again, for example, Christians. Now, do you think that some people are better off being religious rather than being atheist?
Yeah, I think that you can look at individual stories and definitely see people who seem to be thriving and happier after adopting a religious point of view. I can say after many years leading Center for Inquiry Michigan that I've met many, many people who live much happier and fulfilled lives without the baggage that religion comes with.
And can someone be religious yet also believe in science and reason? And don't they essentially see the world like atheists other than this specific belief in God?
Clearly, religious people can also be pro-science. You know, there are a number of leading figures out there in the science community, but they are the minority by far. And certainly when you start looking at the people you would consider the more elite scientists, they tend to not have a religious point of view. What I generally see among people who are also very religious and pro-science, there's kind of a categorization of their beliefs. They kind of shut off the religious portion of their beliefs from critical examination and scientific thinking and believe that there's some other mystical, magical way of knowing that they call faith.
And how would you say when someone goes from a religious philosophy about life to an atheist one, how is the viewpoint on life in general and the relationship between people, how is that altered, or is it?
Well, there are some things that change, probably different things for different people. Speaking personally, it's given me a lot more focus on what I'm going to be doing today and tomorrow and for the remainder of my life. The fact that there isn't a God and there is not an afterlife makes this life, this one life we have, all that more precious.
In your opinion, if more Americans were atheists, would we be any better off as a society than we are now?
I think in a lot of regards we would. One of the parts of the mission of Center for Inquiry is to foster a secular society. And by that we mean that we think society would be better off if mysticism, religion, pseudoscience, and other beliefs that are without substance, that those things should not influence public policy. We should not be making decisions on health care and social services and so forth based on those types of factors. They should be grounded in science and in human values that we all share rather than religious values that people ascribe to one particular book or another.
But as a democratic society, isn't the idea that the majority of us decides how our society is structured, and isn't the majority of America religious?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the founding fathers were very intent on putting protections in place to protect the minority against the tyranny of the majority. So while, yes, we are a democracy, that does not mean and has never meant under the laws of the land that the majority can usurp the rights of the minority.
About 30 seconds left, but it seems like the reality is that fundamentally religious people are certain of their beliefs just as stringently as atheists are of theirs. Doesn't it seem that most people aren't really able to change their minds on such deep issues?
I think that as far as just a matter of willpower, no, you can't change beliefs because beliefs are rooted in the knowledge you have, in your instinctual reactions to things. So, on the flip side, it's a misnomer for the religious people that think that an atheist somehow chose not to believe in God. Well, no, we examined the evidence and we found it wanting. And given that, there is no way that we could believe.
Jeff Seaver with the Center for Inquiry in Michigan, thank you very much for joining me.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.